when I stop to think about, like, oh, if I needed help for something, I can't name 70 organizations off the top of my head.
I couldn't do seven.
Right. So it's really, you know, I think it's a great public event for people to come and find out the resources that are available. I think a lot of people have had the experience that, you know, at one time maybe they themselves or their family or someone that they know needed help, and they maybe went to a government organization and found out or were told that you make too much money or you don't qualify for this program, and people not really knowing where to turn, maybe turning to their church and their church is not able to help with that particular problem. With 70 organizations, there is someone out there that is experienced or has resources or programs that they can connect you with. And so it's super important for people to just come and find out the things that are available to them.
People have been registering. There are so many that are new even to us that it's kind of incredible that people are able to come together and find out the different things that are out here for us. The region has so much, so many different resources that people can take advantage of, and having this opportunity to have everyone in the same room for an entire day is pretty amazing, and it's kind of an awesome thing just to be part of.
And the other great thing is all you have to do is show up. It's not like you've got to register or you've got to do all of these things. This is just you just come on over and walk around and see what you can.
Yep. Anytime between 9 and 5 that day, you can stop in. And if you need a haircut, we've got that covered. If you need clothes, we've got that covered. If you're in need of some food, if you just want to, like, find out what the different resources are, it's an amazing event. And then in today's day and age, to have something like that that's just for free, that's even better. Community partnership is so vital.
Yeah.
Because there's only so much that each of our organizations can do on our own. And so as the resources become thinner, the ability to work with one another and come together for something like this is huge. It's so important to make sure that we're still able to serve our community in the way that they need.
Yeah, the setup is usually inside. You'll have all the medical services, of course, because you need privacy for that. And then the information tables and the different people telling about their different programs and services they offer. And then on the hallway, we usually have the clothing set up where people can go.
Yeah.
Find clothing that they need, even try it on. We had changing booths last year. And then outside is where all the food resources are, so people can just get the bags of groceries that they need. And we always try to make sure there's hot food there so we can feed you that day as well. So if nothing else, come out to get a hot dog, you know.
Now, just the sheer number, when you say, Amanda said that there were 70, that is just amazing that there's that many there.
Yeah, so this year, I think, as Joseph said earlier, I think this is the most vendors we've had, and the variety is all over the place. So I think we have 70 vendors so far. There's still a little bit of time for other vendors to jump on board.
I was going to ask you about that. So there's still time
if you
offer some kind of a service.
There's still a little bit of time for other organizations to sign up. And so I think in the past we've served between 400 and 600 different families and individuals from across the region. So it's a huge undertaking. It's such a big event. So we're always really looking forward to it and seeing the kinds of results that people can get by attending. And then an extra benefit is the ability for all these organizations to meet each other. Which was not something that we necessarily anticipated when we were first putting it together. But over the years, we've seen a number of, like, brand new programs come out of the different organizations kind of just networking and learning from each other and about each other. And so it's just all working together to strengthen the impact across the region.